I call to order the Gladstone City Council special meeting for November 17th, 2022. It's 5:30 p.m. The City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines set forth in House Bill 2560, which requires that we make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide the opportunity for the general public to participate to the best of our ability. Therefore, this meeting will be held virtually using the Zoom platform. The Zoom access instructions can be found on the meeting agenda. Public comment requests were accepted prior to noon today and were to include your topic and phone number. Tammy, could you please do a roll call vote?
Councilor Ripley.
Yes.
Councilor Alexander.
Yes.
Councilor Tracy. Councilor Hartman.
Hey.
Councilor Todd.
Here.
Councilor Garlington.
Here.
Mayor Stemple.
Here. I'd say could everyone please stand for the flag salute, but I don't think that's really going to work. So let's go ahead and do the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty.
Thank you. Our first item of business is to adjourn to an executive session, so I have to read the script. The Gladstone City Council will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192.662660, Section 2D, to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to carry on labor negotiations. Recognized representatives of the news media and council authorized staff members may attend the executive session. All other persons must, well, they're not going to leave the room, get off Zoom now or sign off the Zoom platform and are respectfully requested to do so now. Members of the media are specifically directed not to report on the topics discussed and the deliberations that occurred during the executive session. City councilors are similarly reminded not to discuss executive session topics and deliberations with any third party. This includes, without limitation, family members, other appointed officials, city staff, volunteers, members of the public, and members of the media. The presence of the media while the city's legal counsel is discussing matters with the council is not intended to, nor does it waive, the attorney-client privilege that attaches to those communications and any related documentation. If a final decision on any matter is necessary, the council will make that decision when it is in a regular session. Thank you. I want to note that Councilor Matt Tracy just signed on. I would entertain a motion to adjourn to the executive session. I have a second.
Second.
Motion was made by Councilor Hartman, seconded by Councilor Garlington to adjourn into an executive session. Any discussion? Tammy, could you do roll call vote, please?
Councilor Ripley.
Yes.
Councilor Alexander.
Yes.
Councilor Tracy.
You're muted.
It appears he's having some issues. Councilor Hartman.
Aye.
Councilor Todd.
Yes.
Councilor Garlington.
Yes.
Mayor Stemple.
Yes. So we are now going to adjourn into an executive session. So if everybody could log off and log back on, I will see you shortly.
Okay.
All right. So we've now opened the special meeting portion of this evening. It is 5:56 p.m. Staff, are there any additions or corrections?
I have nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
We only have one item, which is the contract with the Gladstone Police Association. We are to consider approval of the 2022-2025 collective bargaining agreement with the Gladstone Police Association and the City of Gladstone. Staff.
Thank you and good evening, Mayor and City Council. Tonight, we called a special meeting to have you consider approval of the Gladstone Police Association collective bargaining agreement between the City of Gladstone and GPA for the years 2022 through 2025. The city's negotiation team for this process is the city attorney, Ashley Driscoll, our human resources consultant, Nancy McDonald, and the police sergeant, Matt Okerman. For the Gladstone Police Association negotiations team, the attorney is Elizabeth Limone, Sean Boyle, the Gladstone Police Association vice president, and Sebastian Orr, who's the Gladstone Police Association secretary treasurer. I'm going to ask that our city attorney, Ashley Driscoll, go over the process that went into negotiations and what is included in your packet for this evening.
Good evening, City Council. Ashley Driscoll, City Attorney's Office. As City Administrator Betts just went over, we're considering the 3-year collective bargaining agreement between the City of Gladstone and the Gladstone Police Association. The parties met in good faith for over 150 days, negotiating, I believe, 10 different articles in the collective bargaining agreement. We had 2 mediation sessions ending on Halloween. On October 31st, we entered into a tentative agreement, reaching agreement on all open items. Generally speaking, the changes were legal updates. For instance, updating the city's collective bargaining agreement to reflect the changes in the laws having to do with police officer, law enforcement officer arbitration process. Also, the new laws regarding union access to employees and doing union business on city time. So we negotiated that into the contract and various other legal updates that needed to be made. We also made significant updates to operations, either aligning the city's current practice with the collective bargaining agreement language or discussing aspects that needed updating operations that needed to work more efficiently. And the city's negotiating team worked very well with the GPA's negotiating team to identify those issues. I think we all came in with almost exactly the same list of operational issues to tackle. And we very amicably reached an agreement on how those would be handled. The majority of the conversation was on economic issues, and we reached a deal that everybody, I believe, feels comfortable with. The economic package includes changes or updates to the city's proficiency pay, career recognition pay, which is longevity, a $2,500 recognition award for all employees in the unit, and then COLAs, which are cost of living adjustments, retroactive to July 1st of this year of a 2% cost of living adjustment in January of this year, a 3% cost of living adjustment in July of 23, and then a 2% in January of 24, and then finally a range between 3 and 5% based on the CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index, for the final COLA increase of the collective bargaining agreement. So I speak on behalf of the city's bargaining team when we thank the Gladstone Police Association for working with us through this contract. Again, I think we all, you know, came at some things with different ideas of where we wanted to end up, but worked very well together. And I think everybody feels like we struck the correct balance between recognizing our hardworking officers and also reaching a financial package that the city can sustain. So I can answer any questions, or if staff has anything else to add, please do so now.
Jackie, Kathy, Nancy, anything to add?
Just wanted to add that the Gladstone Police Association called a special meeting, and they have already ratified this agreement on November 8th, which is the reason why we asked for a special meeting for the City Council to consider this. In your packet and what has been published for the public is a strike-through version of the collective bargaining agreement so that everyone can see where the changes have been made.
Kathy, anything? And Nancy, I don't know if she's still having problems. All right, well, we'll go to questions then. Councilor Hartman, questions or concerns?
No questions, thank you.
Councilor Alexander?
No questions, thank you.
Councilor Ripley?
No questions, thanks.
Councilor Garlington?
No questions, thank you.
Councilor Todd?
Nothing, thank you.
Councilor Tracy?
No questions, thank you.
All right, then without any questions, I would entertain a motion to approve the 2022-2025 collective bargaining agreement with the Gladstone Police Association, the City of Gladstone.
I make a motion that we approve the Gladstone Police Association and the City of Gladstone's collective bargaining agreement 2022 through 2025.
I'll second that.
Motion was made by Councillor Garlington and seconded by Councillor Alexander. Do we have any other questions or concerns? I don't see any raised. Yes.
Mayor, do we need to add in there that we're any of the changes that we had received, or everything is in there?
Everything should be in there, correct? Okay. Unless I hear otherwise, I believe it's okay. Inclusive. Okay. Right. So Tammy, could you do a roll call vote, please?
Council Ripley. Oh,
hold on one second. Did anyone sign up to speak? I didn't get an email today.
We did not have anyone sign up to speak.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Council Ripley.
Yes.
Council Alexander.
Yes.
Council Tracy.
Are you there?
Are you calling for Council Tracy?
Yes.
Council Tracy.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Council Hartman.
Aye.
Councilor Todd.
Yes.
Councilor Garlington.
Yes.
Mayor Stemple.
Yes, the contract has passed. All right, so next, our upcoming meetings, November 22nd, we have a city council work session starting at 5:30 at City Hall, and December 13th is the city council regular meeting starting at 6:30 at City Hall. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion was made by Councilor Todd and seconded by Councilor Garlington to adjourn. Any questions, concerns, delays? I don't see any. Could you do a roll call vote, please?
Councilor Garlington.
Yes.
Councilor Todd.
Yes.
Councilor Hartman.
Yes.
Councilor Tracy.
Aye.
Councilor Alexander.
Yes.
Councilor Ripley.
Yes.
Mayor Stemple.
Yes, meeting is adjourned at 6:04 p.m.